A young but mighty cheer team from Chicago is prepping for their first All-Star World Open Championship in Orlando, Florida. But as of right now, they might have to go without two of their members because they don't have enough funds for the airfare. This is the gym's youngest team, known as the Kitty Cats, and they range from ages 4 to 8. Joining us now is gym owner Paulette Franklin and a few of the Fierce Cat cheerleaders, to Shayla Foreman, Kaya Smith, and Dralia Brooks. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for joining us. Now, Paulette, I understand you've been running the gym for quite some time, and this achievement is first of its kind for you guys.
Yes, it is. We're going to Open World Nationals for the first time, and everyone is super excited. All four of our teams are going down, and we're hoping that we can get all the girls down together.
Oh, that is amazing. Now, girls, I know for you guys, you know, you were talking to me earlier, you've been doing this for a couple of years going on now, but what does it mean for you guys to make it this far and be able to go and compete at Worlds?
It means a lot because we work really hard, and it's kind of upsetting because our teammates wasn't able to come, and even though they worked really hard too. So, yeah, but it does mean a lot to us.
Sure. Can you girls talk to me about the work you do? I mean, there's more to this, right? Because you guys put so much from cheer to making sure that your arms are straight, that you're cheering loud. What kind of work goes into preparing yourselves to go into Worlds?
I think one of the things are conditioning. And another thing is like your mindset. You have to have the mindset to be able to do it. It's a lot of stuff and hard work.
I bet. We're going to show a little clip here of you guys cheering.
You're about to witness Black Girl Magic.
Stunting to flying to tumbling and making sure that you guys are loud and clear. That is amazing. Congratulations on this. Now, how can people help you guys get there and help the rest of the gym go with you as well?
We have set up a GoFundMe page to help get donations, to help get airfare and hotels for our team members who couldn't really afford it. We would love it if they would go online and make a donation. Any amount would help us. Okay, Kai, you go ahead. Take it away.
Amazing. We're going to go ahead and put that link in the article below. Girls, is there anything else you'd like to add or you'd like people to know? Talk to us maybe about some of the tumbling that you do or some of the stunts that you have prepared for Worlds.
Excuse me, can you repeat that?
Sure, yeah. Go ahead and talk to us about the kind of tumbling that you guys have prepared or maybe some of the stunting that you guys are ready to show off at Worlds.
Some of the tumbling. So we have to do like a lot of conditioning and we have to do like handsprings.
Yeah.
Tough. It's a lot of stretching too.
I'm sure. So what do you guys work on the most? Would you say your back handsprings, or would it be like a back tuck, or working on pyramids?
Probably the stunting.
Yes.
And I also pick a
friend. Ooh, and so all three of you can tumble?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, congratulations, because that is not easy. That is awesome. Well, girls, is there anything else you'd like to add? To know whether it's about what you guys have prepared for Worlds or just how they can help you guys get to Worlds later on next month.
You can help us get to Worlds by going to the GoFundMe link and making a donation.
Yes.
Please.
Absolutely. Paulette, thank you so much for gathering the girls and for spending some time with us here. Anything else you'd like to add?
This is our favorite station, and Anna is one of our cheerleaders.
How awesome. Awesome.
Robin's on the team, too.
I'll have to let them know they're honorary cheerleaders for you guys. Thank you guys so much. Have a great one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.